Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
All right, there you have it. As we get set now, a couple weeks away, a little short of a couple weeks away. Eagles and Chiefs after, boy, the Eagles. Commanders had a great year, don't get me wrong. Great year, and actually were hanging in there, even though they kept turning the ball over. And but, yeah, the Eagles just all over them and really look good and put up 55 points in that game to move on to the Super Bowl. And, of course, the Chiefs last night right down to the wire, man. And Kansas City got that ball back and got a couple of first downs and made sure that Josh Allen wasn't going to get that ball back one more time. So that's it. Hey, something happened yesterday, and I had never heard it, the Unfair Act. I laugh because I got a text. I got a text from A.J. Dewey, who, by the way, was one of those guys who used to jump over the top in the Killer Bee defense and a great player with the Dolphins, former first-round pick of the Miami Dolphins. So I got a text from him last. I was laughing. He goes, "What the hell is the Unfair Act? You got to tell me what that's about." AJ, I can't tell you anything about it. First time I heard it. Guy kept jumping over the top. And then another guy jumps off sides. They kept moving the ball down. And finally, and by the way, enough's enough. I mean, it really was. The guy kept jumping. He's laughing. Like, I know they're going to score. So we're just going to keep trying to time this up. And if I can make this collision, maybe I can get the ball back to the 1 or 2 yard line or back another yard or two.
Yeah, but the one that provoked the ref to say that was from the defensive line. It's like Hurts is up there trying to get him to jump.
Yeah. No question about it. He's doing the hut.
There was a lot of stuff from yesterday that we need to look at.
I got to tell you, rules. I thought the officiating was fine.
It was overall.
First of all, those are the best officials they have. When we get down to this, they're handpicking the best ones right now. They've graded out the highest to be in these final four games. But I'd never heard that. So anybody out there, don't feel stupid if you're going the Unfair Act. You know, I thought we were talking about somebody's job or something. Unfair Act. I thought somebody got fired and had a lawyer say, that's an unfair act right there that just happened. But, yeah, that was and so he goes, if it happens again, we're going to give him a don't do it a fourth time because we will definitely give him a touchdown. So they score in the next play. But, yeah. That was, I'll tell you one thing about this league. I have learned doing the games with Jimmy Cephalo and Bo. Something happens every game or two or three, and you sit there like a dumbass and go, I've never heard of the Unfair Act, but you're kind of wondering, like, okay, how many times are you going to let this go? They know they're going to score. You're not going to stop the Eagles. They own that play. Isn't it amazing some teams can't do that play at all? No matter how big their guys are, they won't even do it. Well, Kansas City won't do it because Mahomes got hurt on that play, hurt his knee on it a couple years ago. And Andy Reid goes, that's it for that. That won't happen again. And yet Philadelphia runs it by far the best in football at it. And I know Josh Allen is jumping over the top, but he got stuffed a few times yesterday on that play, including the one that ends up early in the fourth quarter, start of the fourth quarter, ends up being real costly. Had a nice drive going.
Did he?
I don't know. Did it look close enough you could go one way or the other?
I think they need to put the thing in the ball, the chip in the ball, which they can do.
All right.
Same way tennis does
it. Okay, but like you're talking about.
Well, I mean, we need to get these things right. Like that's a big point in that game. And by the way, every camera angle possible looks like he got it.
A half a football.
One ref's coming in that clearly gives it to
right,
him.
That's true.
Coming in who I don't think had the better view of the two of them.
I don't know.
Look, man, anytime this the Chiefs, it's going to be an issue.
I know one thing. They weren't going to overturn it. I knew that because of the pile in the middle and nobody could see any lines. They're guessing over the top.
No, they weren't going to overturn it. But
so,
hey, man, anytime it's the Chiefs, there's a lot of controversy, and those things always go their way. They just do.
Yesterday's not the day to go. Mahomes got all the calls. It's not a good one yesterday.
Get all of them, but that was a big call in the game.
It was a big call, but they didn't have great success. Like, they know it's coming. Buffalo didn't look real good running that play.
Yeah, the other one, the worthy catch that clearly hit the ground.
Yeah, but they got to review that if they think that's the case.
They did look at it, and they still said he.
Well, then he caught it.
Okay.
I'm just
saying, anytime it happens with the Chiefs, people are going to do this, just so you know. You know that, but.
You have a chance. You can bring up if you're that way.
They should have beat
I take
them.
The
guy should have caught the ball.
Correct.
You're right. They had a chance
that
to
ball
beat them.
With 150 in the game. You're at Kansas City's 35. If you're tied in, catches that football. Running back. I mean, you talk about a great effort by Josh Allen, everybody thought, including Jim Nance, he was just throwing it up. He wasn't just throwing it up. He saw his guy, threw it between two defenders. Guy's coming back, and. They probably didn't spend enough time on, although I see a lot of people in the media have played it up, so they caught it. But, we'll see what happens, man.
It's sad because I think a lot of us kind of wanted to see the Bills get over the hump.
Oh, I did too. Rooting hard for him at the end of the game.
And
but
at the same time, I'm not one of those, like, I'm not a Chiefs hater. I love watching Patrick Mahomes play, and I love watching that level of greatness. Like, we're not just don't see this very often, right?
No.
Never seen a three-peat. So I just think it's kind of cool.
You see how they closed the game out too last night? They get two first downs.
Yeah,
it was like
the ball
and they throw it. They're not we're not going to do this run and we're going to do the math game now and try to figure out how much time they're going to get the ball back, and they're going, "No. We're going to get two first downs." And so if you think we're going to run, you're a dumbass, cuz we're going to get it outside and make sure our guys run for a first down, slide in bounds. And keep it rolling after you burn up those timeouts. So anyway, it was another tight ball game, another tight, unbelievable game. Josh Allen is 4-0 in the regular season against Kansas City, and 0-4 in the playoffs. I thought Buffalo got everything out of that team. Woody is, if you've been talking about, there ain't a whole lot of weapons.
They need to put something around that guy. I mean, it's criminal what they did to him this year.
He's got.
Even Mahomes is like, and he doesn't have the best of weapons, but even Mahomes got some stuff out there.
Well, neither one of those teams you're going to say have the top.
No, but Mahomes has elite players compared to what Buffalo has. Does Buffalo have one
yes, they
good
do.
Receiver?
I think
Shakir?
No, I think Shakir's pretty good. No, he's pretty good. I'm not saying you're going to put him up there with all the top guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Made some nice plays yesterday.
And then their number two is what?
I think James Cook is really good.
Yeah, James
Cook
is good.
I got to give James Cook credit, man. Not because he's from down here and went to Miami Central, he and his brother Dalvin. James Cook, that effort on that touchdown was one of the most athletic play. I thought he was short. I thought his knee hit before. And they ran that back, and somehow he spun that ball and stayed off his knee till he got that arm into the and that football into the end zone. Was one of the great plays. You know, now again, it's all for nothing because you don't win the game. But I thought James Cook was pretty good. Great game running the ball. Tony Romo gave him a lot of love, so it's not like people didn't know how good he was. But you're right. It's okay to get a little more star power. I'm all for everybody's even on this team, whether it's the tight ends or the four or five wide receivers we have, including Amari Cooper, who was in the game last night as well, out of Northwestern High School. Boy, it's amazing how many guys from South Florida played in that game last night.
Yeah,
Russo's in there, Hollywood Brown. I was like, hey, you guys all getting together when the year's over, man. You got a hell of a conversation about that game down here. So
this guy, apparently no real Dolphins fans could want Buffalo to go to the Super Bowl.
He said what?
People are saying no real Dolphins fan could want Buffalo to go to the Super Bowl. You have to root against them because they're in
the
division,
fine.
Apparently.
You do what you want. So. You do what you want. I'm a little tired of the Kansas City thing.
Yeah, I think most
people
are.
You want to go by who beats us twice a year? What, Kansas City last year, Buffalo twice this year?
I just find Josh Allen to be likable. That you know, team hasn't. What was it, 30 years or something, they said? Since they've been to one, they've never won one. Like, I don't know. Chiefs win it every year.
I got to tell you, Buffalo feels today, losing that game, how many chances
it's
they
brutal.
Had?
I mean, it's every game they play against those guys in the playoffs.
How,
they have
how about
chances?
When they had just a few seconds left and what was it, Tyreek caught one and Travis Kelce caught one. They got close enough and Butker kicks a winning field goal or a tying field goal to – after you thought you had it. There were only seconds left.
Well, then they showed the other game where Allen, remember, didn't even get to touch the ball in overtime. They changed the rules because
right.
of it.
No.
That team has had chances, man. They've gotten so close.
Oh.
And now the Chiefs are going to go beat the Eagles. They'll get their three-peat.
Now you got to wait. I'm going to hold off on that one now.
Hey, man, the more people that think the Eagles have a shot in that game,
You don't think they have a shot?
The more that line comes down. No, I don't. I really don't.
Why would you think they don't have a shot? Now, I don't think Jalen Hurts is as good as those two guys that were quarterbacking last
because
night.
I just don't think, for whatever reason, anyone could beat these guys. I just don't.
You think the Eagles are going, damn, we're only up three in the fourth quarter. We know Kansas City's coming back.
Hey, man, listen, I thought it was Buffalo's year. It felt that way, but I don't know. It's just every year you think it's not Kansas City, it ends up being them. So
I agree. I thought this
was
the
year. I just
year.
Don't know how somebody could beat that team. Everything goes their way for whatever reason.
I told you when we started today, I still got a vision of a short field goal by Denver to win the game at Kansas City gets blocked, right? 33-yard field goal gets blocked. A chip shot in the NFL gets blocked. And how about the Vegas game? You have the game, and out of the shotgun, you fumble. The guy gets caught not looking at the ball, fumble, they lose that game. They definitely have the sports gods, maybe sometimes the officials, on their side.
Ah, you're coming around.
No, I'm not doing
that.
By
the way, apparently, we are just not allowed to root for Buffalo. A lot of people are very upset.
You do whatever you want. Hey, you do whatever you want. I'm just like you are. I'm just a fan watching games right now. And I'm so disgusted with what's going on at Hard Rock Stadium that don't tell me how I should feel today. Please don't tell me. Don't tell me who I should root for.
I think everyone wanted to see someone different in there, I think is what people wanted. Like, they're sick of the Chiefs thing. And the Bills, like, as much as Dolphin fans want to hate on them, they happen to be somewhat likable.
Look, and the other thing is, Travis Kelce, every time I got to see that shot up in the box.
Taylor, Taylor's just bothering you.
No, I mean, I'm all for relationships.
Afterwards.
Oh, yeah. She's the girlfriend, of course. The girlfriends and wives down there celebrate. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Atlantic Men's Clinic, never too early in the morning to talk about an ED and low T problem you could be going through right now, just like I did. And I got to tell you, man, I'm thinking there, and what am I going to do? My wife's making excuses. You're tired because you're stressed out. Don't be so, tough on yourself. And I'm like, no, something's not right. Then I find out with the Landing Men's Clinic, it's normal. It happens to every man out there. It starts with low T, energy level down. You're not working out. You're spending more time. You feel like you're tired all the time. You can't figure it out. And so now you're not as active. So now you're gaining weight because you're still eating the same amount of food, if not more, watching more movies instead of moving around and walks and playing the sports you used to love a lot to go out and play and playing a little tennis and all those things. And then, man, with that comes ED. And it's normal, guys. Sooner or later, every man out there, sometimes in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, every man's body is different. You're going to have low T and ED. But it's great news for you. I got great news. Atlantic Men's Clinic has got you covered. They can knock it out professionally the right way, the safe way. I love their program. Telling more guys about it over the weekend. I want you to schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Set it up today. You'll get all your tests done. You'll meet with their professionals. They'll explain everything to you so you understand. They have 6 locations throughout South Florida. And the most important thing is, I promise you, you're going to get great results quickly on this program. And a lot of guys going through it. Now, listen, if you don't, it's not for everybody. If you want to stay tired and moody and grouchy and don't sleep well and nothing's happening with you and your girlfriend or your wife in the bedroom, that's fine. Not for me. Hey, call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com for unbelievable results and knocking out ED and low T quickly.
What does it mean to give back to a community that means so incredibly much to you?
The absolute most. I love this city with everything that I have. I'm so glad that I get to be around so many incredible people, friends and family that are here. This city deserves everything. It deserves everything that Powder is going to bring to them as well.
Jimmy Butler out at an event while his team was getting back to 22-22. Now back home, Jimmy talked about how he loves the city. Doesn't love to play hard for this city when he plays basketball. Apparently doesn't have the ability to be on time to catch that private plane. But he's back. I am dying to see what happens tonight, man. I don't know about you. If he's not going to play hard and he's going to be promoting another team that he wants to play for, put the colors on the shoes. Like, I guess he can't really say, he can deny it and say, oh, that's just the color coordination I came up with on these shoes. But
someone put together an amazing video on Twitter. It was all these cuts of, like, Jimmy when he got here, his press conference and all of his highlights here and everything and how he wants to retire here.
Yeah.
And this is all his, the culture was for him and all of his, stuff with Dwayne Wade, right? That he had going back to when he got here, and this is just such a horrific way for this thing to end. I hope he comes out and plays hard.
I don't even know how you have him come back. So he comes back from a 6-game suspension.
Well, what are you going to do?
Because he didn't play hard. And by the way, there's nobody. And I see some of the social media stuff, people defending Jimmy. Like this all, Pat Riley hasn't treated him with respect, and nobody in the NBA would ever treat a guy that had a superstar like Jimmy Butler like this, and all those cute nicknames you have on your social media and stuff. But listen, man, that guy's making $48 million. No matter where he's going, somebody's paying him $48 million. Can you play hard while you're here? We get that you want out.
Nobody's feeling bad for him, right?
By the way,
He's got, I think, mentally he's a little screwed up from, if you watch this show, his father's
not watching
the
show.
That.
I'm not. Hey,
and
listen.
I think he's a little mentally messed up from that. But I will tell you, I've said this from the beginning, I think he surrounds himself with just awful people. And they're on social media and spouting off.
But you're making him sound, making him sound when you say that like he's 18 years old.
I'm not saying he's not to blame. I'm not saying he's not to blame. I think everyone's handled this poorly, which is why it would be really nice to just see everyone just figure it out. Because I don't think the deal is out there to be made. They would have done it by now, right?
No. They've got 11 days next Thursday, February 6th, 3:00 PM, to finally get have everybody. I think there's a big game going on between teams that really want them and trying to get more out of them. And Jimmy really pushing for the one team, or what is it, anybody but Memphis, whatever report you want to listen to.
Well, this is it tonight, right? If he goes out there and dogs it again tonight, then they'll just, I would assume, suspend him again, and he won't play again for the Heat.
I would think that if he goes out and doesn't play harder tonight and plays like whatever that is, that thing that he's been playing, that level of, that he's playing at.
The moping.
Whatever.
Standing in the corner. Yeah, he sits the whole on the end of the bench while the
pouting
team's in the huddle.
You know, and basically, you know, hey, we know how he feels. He wants out. It's not changing. And this is over that two-year, $113 million extension. And by the way, if he comes out and says it has to do about the way Pat treated him, his comments before the season started or at the end of last year, whenever Pat comes out and says that, that's really weak. It really is weak, man. It is. It would be like real weak sauce on Jimmy's part. And don't tell me you love your teammates the way you play. Like, oh, it's not them, but I'm going half-ass again tonight. But they understand. No, they don't. They want to win. They want to win frigging games. They like getting the playoffs. So don't tell me those are your buddies and those are your guys and they're saying you love them and he says they love you and all those things, man. If you ain't playing hard, and I get, well, it's just between Pat and Jimmy. Like, I don't know, man. You're making that kind of life-changing money. I'm sorry, man.
How do you hope this plays out? Like, if you had,
I want him.
Right,
I wish
now
he would never play for me. I'm
you
over.
Want him out of town?
Yes.
Okay.
Goodbye. Take care. Good luck wherever you're going. Good luck with Booker and Kevin Durant, and maybe that 500 team there. You can, you know, you'll be able to overtake Denver and OKC and Memphis and all the other teams that are ahead of you right now. Because Jimmy's a missing piece.
I know.
And maybe he'll play his ass off, and he'll be playoff Jimmy. Yeah. In Phoenix, and you can call and say, you're a dumbass. Should have given him the extension.
I'm in the minority on this one, obviously, but I would like to see him find a way to figure this out and stay here.
Oh, no, he made up his mind.
I know.
That's one thing we can't debate.
It does seem that way.
He ain't changing. You think every time he gets suspended, he gets happier? He was hoping he could just play the way he's been playing and just, you know, play and not play in the fourth quarter because Spo won't. By the way, is it obvious, too?
Like he had a nice weekend. He was at his party.
Yeah,
his
thing
all
he
weekend.
Did have,
so maybe he did it intentionally.
He loves the people in Miami. I love the people in Miami. I love you, man. You're
and
beautiful people.
He's growing the game, Joe.
He's growing the game.
Apparently.
Growing the game. Paddleball. We got pickleball, paddleball, racquetball. What else do we have in there? Another games.
I gotta tell you, I saw people playing racquetball yesterday. Outdoor courts.
No, that is racquetball. It's outdoor racquetball.
Yeah,
but there's indoor
I know there's indoor, but I haven't
indoor
seen
you can play off and
in a
try
long
to
time.
Drop it in the back.
How do you play without the top? Don't you need like a top wall?
So you got to change the way you play for sure. Yeah. If you're used to it. So it's crazy because that game is really big. Racquetball. When I was growing up, they had racquetball courts all over Berkeley. So we played. Played a lot of racquetball. That was even part of workouts for movement and everything. And I come back here, and very few guys were playing the game. Matter of fact, the courts used to be everywhere, and you don't make a lot of money apparently because they're now long gone. We've got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff coming. Omar Kelly's going to join us, and we'll talk to Omar about the Tyreek Hill comments on Twitch video. He was frustrated, man. But go on and give me some damn dogs, please, to play with. Go on and give me some better players to play with. All right, I'll make you a deal. They're going to go get you better players. You know what's incredible? Mike McDaniel goes out of his way for this guy. And listen, Chris Greer signed off on the new contract. Gave him, what, $106 million over 3 years guaranteed? We're only in year one. I'm guessing he got a lot of that up front, by the way.
You know what? Tyreek Hill needs to come to peace with the fact that he took the money.
He did take the money.
Okay,
What do you think you were going to turn in the Kansas City Chiefs?
Exactly. You took the money to play for a franchise that you knew what you were getting into. No secret that the Dolphins haven't had any success.
He wasn't complaining.
Since the turn of the century. Like, come on, man.
He wasn't complaining the first 2 years.
No. No, he wasn't.
No, that's 1,700 plus yards and leading the league and being the number one player. What, they voted number one player in the game a year ago?
But you come down here and you think, you know, it's going to be the Chiefs. No way, man. You took the money to come here. You actually took the money twice.
By the way,
why do you take a big pay cut? Some players around you.
What do you think? How many times is Tyreek watching that game with his family this year, the year before, and the year before, going, damn, I could have had all those damn rings.
No, he would have been part of something very special. Now he's here. But again, Joe, why doesn't he go into the front office and tell him, hey, you know, listen, I want to take a big pay cut because I want to win. And, you know, go get some
that
players.
Ain't happening,
go put some
man.
Players around me. I'm going to give all this money back.
You are too funny this morning. You are too funny.
Can we call it a restructure?
By the way,
I would like to give a lot of it back.
I got news for you. They like to restructure their contract.
Tyreek go in there. Hey,
get a lot
of
money up front.
I'd like to pay for the backup quarterback out of my own pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drew's not happy hearing that, huh?
No. That's not it. Again, we talk about these agents, man. They got one job. Get me a lot of damn money.
Speaking of agents, by the way, the Jimmy Butler agent just will not stop. I mean, the guy's relentless on Twitter. I've never seen.
Well, now he's got a whole bunch of people to go after. Now he's got a lot of people to go after. What's he saying? All this information's false?
He's just, yeah, but it's.
I'd like to find out what he thinks about the effort that Jimmy gives on the court.
Why does he need so much attention? Like, just leave it alone, dude.
He's doing his job. He's trying to take as much of this off Jimmy Butler's plate and put it on his so everybody can looks good. Hey, he gets that extension. You don't think he's going to make a nice seven-figure check for getting it done for Jimmy? Of course he is. Hey, I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, let's just talk about Stars and the Chevy family. And, boy, you don't have to worry about any drama. You can just enjoy the hell out of your new Colorado, Silverado, or Tahoes. Just to start with, man, I just took a little bit of the SUV family. I took a little bit of the family of trucks. And, boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about great products right now. In the SUV family and the truck family with 14 stores conveniently located in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. I always start with my Tahoe because I'm very selfish. And I just got myself a new one. And, man, I got to tell you, they are just unbelievable. So much fun. So many compliments. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the new technology inside, I'm still trying to figure it out. It is so nice, man. Wow, it's great. And I want to tell you, if you haven't seen the truck family, you got to check out the Colorados. You got to check out the Silverados. I'm telling you right now, you can't go wrong because we make a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle, whether it's a strong durables engine for towing or anything else. They make a Colorado and Silverado that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Chevy trucks will get the job done, work or play. When you want to do it all, Chevy's got you. Chevrolet, together, let's drive with the best overall products we have ever had. And if you're in the market for a new car, truck, or SUV, like a Colorado, Silverado, or Tahoe, see your South Florida Chevy dealers for a test drive today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, before we get into a couple of these things here, I told you about this contest earlier. It is the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Vegas, plus $5,000 for each guest. That's a total of
$20,000. What? We've never had anything like that. What?
No, this Len sent this yesterday. He had nothing to do with this,
correct,
by the way.
No, he's just doing, somebody gave it to him to send to us. Yeah.
I did, you know, he sent this yesterday, and this is actually pretty impressive. It is easy to enter, Joe. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, or register for an account, and listen to WQAM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas is a great prize for your chance to win. Just listen to WQM and the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th to the 22nd, 2025. This is a national contest.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken, that sounds like a pretty good college basketball time to travel as well.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Right? Yeah. You always want to be there for March.
I think there's a bad time to go to Vegas, but if you like college basketball, there's nothing like it there.
If they
My boy Greg Likens, that was his thing, man.
So if they handed you five G's, Joe, to go and a free trip to Vegas, would you? Where would you go first? Would you go straight to the strip club?
You know what? You know, whatever happens in Vegas, you know, when you go to Vegas, everything stays in Vegas. So I'm not going to say from here, jerky.
All right.
Why are you trying to throw me under the bus?
I'm sorry.
My wife and I, we rebounded nicely. We're a little shaky for a while, but we're good now. We're good now.
You sounded good yesterday when I talked to you. Although I
sat and watched games with
you. You were on quite a delay. You really
were. Funny.
I don't know why that happened. I was streaming it too. But
that was very funny.
You know what's crazy though? Everyone is on a different thing because everyone's got a different streaming service now.
You go, by the way, you're about ready to see a turnover.
Yeah. Well, and that was the fake punt.
Oh, the fake punt.
Yeah.
I go, hey, where there's ready to fake punt. And I go, what? I said, they're just getting in formation. What are you talking about? So I go, hey, you know what? This is a great time to throw the fake punt at them. Pretty funny. Thank
you. All right. Anyway, we have some tennis to get to here, Joe. We'll start on the men's side, and Jannik Sinner winning the Australian Open for the second straight year. That was after Joker left.
He got booed.
He did get booed.
He apparently ripped his hamstring pretty good. You saw he put a picture out of his hamstring. Like, look at my hamstring. All you doctors out there, I'm actually hurt. They say he's going to be out for a while with that hamstring. Yeah.
And then the good story from the weekend was Madison Keys.
That's a great story.
Finally winning.
Gets her first
Grand Slam. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And she had to beat the last two matches.
Run, yeah.
She had to go after a couple of ladies that have won a whole bunch of championships. So congratulations to Madison Keys. That was fantastic. I cannot wait. And I don't care if you like tennis or not out there. I can't wait for that Miami Open.
So
Chris Clemens, I can't wait, brother.
I got to tell you this. Arnia Sabalenka, what an embarrassment. Smashing a racket.
Sabalenka,
what an embarrassment.
But don't you love her? Like, isn't that great? She had a little McEnroe in her.
Not really. I think it should have been the other girl. You know, Madison Keys should have had the stage there. She doesn't have to be smashing a racket like a five-year-old on the sideline. Sideline, whatever they call that thing.
Sideline.
I don't know. What do they call it in tennis? The bench? I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know. I'm so wrapped up in football right now, I don't know.
That's all right. You got a lot on your plate right now.
Yeah.
A lot of college sports.
The Canes game on Saturday was tough. See what happened?
They're all tough, yes.
Well, first of all, we had a guy benched, couldn't even play, right? Lynn Kidd didn't even get to play. Matt Cleveland, who usually starts, had to come off the bench. I don't know what happened while they were up there from California hanging for a week. Nothing good, but then they lost in overtime. They had it. It was close.
All right.
They almost
getting closer.
We're getting closer. All right, we'll try again Wednesday. Anyway, speaking of college basketball, Doug Gottlieb.
What do you do now?
He did the he tried to do the little scene from Hoosiers there where you go up on the ladder and you measure the rim, and he got the tape measure out, and he's trying anything. They lost. They ended up, even after he measured the rim, they ended up losing their 16th straight game here. He's coach of Green Bay, Wisconsin Green Bay, and just did not go well. But he did the rim measuring thing, which I thought was funny.
Is he how long before show gets old?
I didn't know what his credentials were to do that. I know we're just giving guys jobs these days, but.
Boy, a lot of people not happy about what happened with the Dallas Cowboys. Whew, man.
Yeah. And then we'll go to high school, Joe. And we had a guy drop 102 points in a California high school game.
What high school, Woody?
He was Mesrobian High School. Are you familiar with that one?
No.
Okay.
There's 2 million high schools in that huge-ass state.
I would have thought you knew every high school in California. 48 of 60 from the field, Joe. This guy.
What, layups? he didn't shoot like that from outside. There's no way.
No, he also, I don't know how this is
like
even possible.
6'10".
35 assists, 15 rebounds, 13 steals.
He's our high school player of the week right there.
He had 40 points in the first. He had 79 by halftime.
Oh, they took him out at the end.
And he got the 102 with 2 minutes left in the third. He was finally benched.
The other coach.
They called off the dogs.
The other coach had to be mad. That had to be a little lopsided, that score.
Meanwhile, colleges are probably checking their finances to see about landing this guy.
Hey, Jeremiah Smith.
Who's paying?
Hey, J- Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
Got your championship. Does he just stay there and say, hey, you guys are bragging about how much money you spend. Give me more. Give me more.
My guess is he'll go to the highest bidder.
You don't even know him. Now, why would you say that you don't even know him?
Because I'm guessing he's
If it's true, though, somebody's giving you $4 million. Ohio State's not close to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm guessing he's smart.
But you're not going to a bad program where you're just making the money.
What bad program is going to outpay? Come on, man.
That's true.
What are you talking about, Joe? But you know what? The money is so big and so life-changing that I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. It's what I would do if I were him. So go to the place where you can make the most money. Everyone knows how good you are.
Somebody's paying $4 million to a wide receiver.
Everybody knows how good you are. You're going to, regardless of whatever program you go to, you're going to still be able to put all your stuff on film. They know. Like, everyone knows. He'd be a first-round pick if he left now, wouldn't he?
He'd be the first receiver taken in the draft. I did not say that. That's what college football's saying.
And finally here, Joe, somebody actually finally pulled the Paul Skeens 1/1 rookie patch card.
Yeah,
it was pulled by an 11-year-old from L.A. It got a dual 10 out of 10 and 10 condition and the autograph grades from PSA. So the kid got the box on Christmas Day, opened it up, found the card. The card now has again surfaced, and he decided – instead of taking the offer from the Pirates, they had an offer of all this different stuff, including like 30 years of season tickets. He's putting it up for auction. Smart move.
What are you looking at, Woody, on that card, just roughly?
There's a lot of debate.
This is what you do. This is your hobby.
I know. There's a lot of debate. Some people said 1.5. The problem, though, is that the record for Eddie Skeens' card is 123,000. So I don't know. And then
pretty good money for 11-year-old.
But the strange thing is, too, like Shohei Ohtani's top-selling card ever, $533,000.
So maybe somewhere in between.
I don't know, man. I know that this guy's like, they say, you know, because of his pop culture involvement and the Livy Dunn thing. And I don't know. I think Shohei Ohtani would be a significantly better long-term investment. But the thing is, the guy just pitches. Like, he doesn't, you know, he's a pitcher.
250 grand for 11-year-old. Mom and dad might like that.
He doesn't go and hit home runs like Ohtani.
No.
Kind of a big difference.
Matter of fact, it looks like Shohei Ohtani's going back to pitching this year. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. With you, when you got 22 starters in your rotation, what the hell are you doing, man? All right, hey, we got to go to break here. 8 o'clock hour's coming up. That means Omar Kelly is going to join us from the Miami Herald. We'll talk to Omar, get you caught up on everything. Is Omar going to the Senior Bowl or is he staying? I didn't even ask. We'll find out. Right now, I want to tell you about Loctite. Chev, how you doing this morning? Talking about the CEO of Loctite, the guy you're really going to like. Loctite, yeah, Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. And he's put together some fantastic deals for you, and the message never changes. He said, with wind and rain that we get year-round and hurricane season looking like it could be even more violent, there's only one thing you can do, and that is protect the home, protect your home with the best products possible. And that's what Loctite does. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, just that. They take care of all of it for you. And I always tell everybody, the Impact Windows and Door side of the company and the roofing side, equally impressive. No interest, no payments for a year, 100% financing, zero down. The roofing part, tile, shingle, metal flat, they do it all for you. So don't wait for the next storm. Get rolling with Loctite right now. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Take care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about anything. And Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. Let's get that out of the way. And when you make this call at 954-500-LOCK, that's 954-500-LOCK, you'll talk to one of their many professionals who can get you started so we can take care of your home, protect you from any of this crazy weather out there.